Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I don't know how this guy is doing it. He's doing two-a-days, man. He's a tough guy. That, of course, is Andrew Perloff, the host of the Maggie and Perloff show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to do a lot of draft breakdown right here, my friend.
I love it. Last year, of course, we were live during the draft. I got to be honest. I'm not sad. I'm not in Detroit right now. It looks cold.
It looks miserable.
It looks miserable. And, you know, I do like being at the draft, but it doesn't have the juice of a Super Bowl or anything being at, because the players are being on a really strict schedule. You don't have access to them, you know, and a lot of the power brokers are off at the facilities. So I was a little sad not going to Detroit this year, but I don't miss it. Like, I kind of am looking forward to watching on TV.
I kind of think it's a little Loserville. I know this is going to be a not so popular opinion, unpopular opinion. I was just saying this. When work sends us, we go to the draft. When they don't send us, I'm not miserable because I couldn't see myself as a fan going to the NFL draft to watch the commissioner just call out names.
Oh, now we're getting to a real topic. You know, we have several coworkers who've been at the draft as fans. And
Santa,
some are
that's not a good endorsement.
So, do you know Gio does Boomer and Gio in the morning? Apparently, there's a video of him in Vikings gear pointing to his watch because the Ravens handed in their pick late.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I have a friend who's a draft writer, Tony Pauline. You know,
I trashed Tony a little bit recently.
There's one where, I totally get that. There's one where he's a Jets fan who's screaming about the Kyle Brady pick. A lot of media members have been caught on NFL films. You could never face paint and wear a jersey and go out there and do all that?
By the way, no, I couldn't. But have you been missing a hockey puck, by the way?
What? You have my hockey puck?
Yeah, right here. You want your hockey puck?
Oh! This was a night.
This was a very fun night when we went to the game, which it was like a dance concert before you even get to the game. But your hockey puck, I saw it like on the floor here in the studio, and I put it up behind my shoulder, and there's now someone in the YouTube chat that has changed their name to Perloff's Puck. And there was a big debate behind the scenes in the YouTube chat. It was, is that Gelb's puck or is it Perloff's puck?
No, it's mine.
And it was yours.
Yeah, I don't remember how I got it, but
I remember how you got it. I'm sitting right next to you.
Sully gave it to me.
Sully knows everyone in Vegas, and they gave him a puck, and he goes, hey, McLovin, here you go.
Yeah. Sully, our common friend. That is the day that I fell in love with Connor McDavid. I was like, I'm going to watch every Edmonton game from now on.
You haven't watched one since?
No.
It took you that long to realize that the guy that they called McJesus was that good at hockey.
Dude, I'm like, why does that one guy look like he's playing with children? And this was a lot of good players on the ice.
But
that
we
was
know this,
crazy.
If the Flyers didn't choke away their season, Perloff would have been all flyered up with the orange face paint. He'd have been the biggest Keith Jones and John Tortorella fan. We all know that.
Keith Jones of WIP, Spike Eskin's former coworker. I love the but you know me. I was not sad when the Flyers lost at the end. I'm not sad that the Sixers are losing. I am, you know, you can't.
Are you going to game if there is a game five? You won't.
Yeah,
go to game
might
five.
Be going to game five, but you can't get to me with basketball and hockey. You can get to me with football. Like, if the Eagles do something bad, it hurts my soul deeply.
Well, let me start you off with the Eagles, and then we'll preview the whole draft. We'll have fun doing this, obviously. Yeah. So, the Eagles, I have never turned on a team, just done a 180 in less than an entire offseason, half offseason, as quickly as I've done with Philadelphia.
What?
Like going into the offseason, I said to myself, there's nothing the Eagles could do, nothing that would get me to buy back in. Because I was so down on Nick Sirianni when you start off 10-1 and he just lost the locker room. And that locker room was an absolute mess. And then, even though I didn't like that they traded away Hassan Reddick, you get Bryce Huff, you go get Saquon Barkley. The Cowboys say they're all in. Skip Bayless will tell you all in. Pause, my ass. And then you look around the rest of the NFC. Yeah, the 49ers are always going to be great, right? But outside of that, you know, Lions are very good. Packers are solid. The Rams, they lose Aaron Donald. I'm back in on the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm back in on them.
It's a weak conference. I 100% agree. So we've had a lot of Vic Fangio assistants as the defensive coaches. Mm-hmm. Now we got the real deal. I'm excited for that. Last year's offense was so plain. Anything that Kellen Moore tries is going to be a huge improvement.
I'm not a fan of Moore, though.
I got to tell you, it's so much better than Brian Johnson. It's going to be a definite improvement. Now, here, let me ask you this question, because someone, I got in a big fight with somebody, with Saquon, I think it was EJ, our producer, EJ Stewart.
By the way, I've noticed this.
Yeah.
And I've always liked EJ.
Yeah.
EJ, when he first started working here, they put him on my show a lot. And EJ and I, we get along great. You know, we go out Super Bowl, we go have good dinners. Yeah. EJ, very surprisingly, when it comes to the food, this dude knows what he's talking about. I was impressed with his taste buds. A lot of times when I'm listening to your show, it's you and EJ, like, going at it.
Yeah,
Is there anything you guys agree on?
Nothing. I mean, he's like a Knicks fan to his core. He takes the millennial side. I take the Gen X side. It's just like, but he thinks Saquon Barkley is going to top Christian McCaffrey as the most productive all-around back. And I think that is nuts. Because you've watched the Eagles. There's no, you got
to
share
too
the ball.
Many mouths to feed.
A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and even with a new offensive coordinator, they have in their DNA, since Andy Reid was there, that you throw the ball all over the field. And Jalen Hurts also is going to run 10 times a game. There's no way Saquon's going to be a part-time guy.
Well, here's what I agree with you.
Yeah.
It adds a different element to their offense.
Yes.
But McCaffrey is the face of the Niners offense.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley will not be the face of the Eagles offense.
And also, I would worry if you use Saquon that much, he's going to get hurt. So, but here's what, let's get back
to. But to be fair, that was a concern with McCaffrey when he did go over there, and they've been able to keep him healthy for the most part.
Let's get back to tonight for a second. There is such a glaring need with the Eagles. I mean, their defensive secondary is so awful that they definitely need to trade up. They need to trade up to get a quarterback. But if you look at the mock drafts, Daniel Jeremiah is good. He knows the Eagles better than pretty much anybody. He had them training up to take a tackle because you know how Howie Roseman does it. He takes tackles again and again and again, but they really need a cornerback. I want Terrion Arnold. He's my choice. I would go up from where they are to
14. Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo?
For me, it's Arnold. I think he's more ready to go. Quinyon Mitchell, you know, how do we know against real competition? I love Arnold. I mean, have you ever... I watched a lot of Alabama this year because I'm a Jalen Milroe super fan, as Samter will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever does anything on Terrion Arnold. He's like a little Revis in college. He is shut down. I get him. He's more mature in the sense that he's played against these kind of guys. So I think if you get a little help in the secondary, the Eagles are back. They're back. Now, are they my favorite in the NFC? I'm more of a Niners-Lions guy.
I'm a Lions guy right now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm thinking Lions-Texans is like my early sexy pick. I know, but that's like, does it sound cool?
No, but you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I'm with you. So now we know that has no shot of happening.
Yeah, I know. There was this video out. I'm sorry, we're going all over the place. You know that CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons are doing draft coverage for Bleacher Report. And Micah,
with the dream roster
And the dream team. So
offense defense was the exercise. You know, it's fourth and three or whatever. Who gets? You know, do you get the first down or you get the stop? Was the exercise
right? Did you see who CJ picked for his running back?
CJ Stroud pick for his running. Oh, I did. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs. He is my favorite running back in a long time. He is. He touches it. It's like a bolt of electricity.
And remember a year ago when that pick was made?
You and I. Remember our reactions?
Yeah. Wow. We knew there was one other running back that we knew was going to go early.
Well, Bijan went 8.
Bijan obviously. Out. Duh. And I knew Jahmyr Gibbs was going to be a first round pick, and I was a pro Jahmyr Gibbs guy.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's a reach for the Lions.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. There was an over-under.
At 12, I think.
Yeah, it was a 12. And then they took Jack Campbell, the linebacker, at 18. It was bizarre. But then every week we do an over-under prop bet. And his longest run was at 14.5. He hit it 9 weeks in a row.
I made some good money on
everybody
Jahmyr
had
Gibbs
that run. Jahmyr Gibbs is awesome.
Anytime touchdowns, too.
Yeah, so
good value.
I have that crush on the Lions. I'm glad you have it, too. I think we think alike.
The only thing that concerns me is Goff is good. Usually good quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls. Great quarterbacks win Super Bowls. But we've been spoiled the last 15, 20 years.
He'll get you there. He's already gotten the Rams there. Mm-hmm. And they should have gotten there this year if Gibbs doesn't fumble the ball. Speaking of Gibbs, a couple plays here and there, the Lions are in. You know, it's just their GM, I think a former Patriot guy, right? Brad Holmes. I think he's on fire right now. He's hit so many. That Sam LaPorta pick last week.
He came over the Rams, Brad Holmes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I think it was the guy before.
Right.
For the Lions. But anyway.
He's really draft pick. So I'm into them.
All right, let's do this. Andrew Perloff, obviously, in the studio with us. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We know Williams is going 1.
Yep.
We know Jaden Daniels is going 2.
Right.
Do you think, order-wise, Williams obviously is the right play at 1. Do you think Daniels is the right play at 2?
Oh, my God, yes. I actually think on a normal draft, Jaden Daniels would be number 1. Go back, if you want to get to know Jaden Daniels, watch the YouTube clip of all his throws against Alabama and all his throws against Ole Miss. Any criticism of him, I don't know where it's coming from. He's the most efficient passer in college football history. Like his rating, 208, the most ever. So he's an unbelievable passer, but he is a superior runner. There's no one is ever going to catch him. The only thing is he's skinny and he could get hurt. I totally give you that.
That's the one concern.
But production, he can make every cliche, he can make every throw. He's going to be a great rookie of the year candidate in Washington.
I've said this yesterday, and I'm curious your thought on it. And people thought it was like me taking a shot at Lamar Jackson. I love Lamar Jackson. I feel like Jaden Daniels is Lamar Jackson just with a better arm.
Absolutely, because Lamar had an unorthodox throwing style coming into the NFL. Now, Lamar Jackson's arm is strong. I mean, it's developed.
He's a better thrower than people give him
credit
for.
And also, he's got, he could do power throws, too.
Outside of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he actually threw for a lot of yards in that game. I mean, nothing else was working.
They should have ran him a lot more, though, in that game.
Yeah. No, I know. Nothing else worked. He's just a more accurate passer than Lamar coming into the league. That being said, Lamar's obviously, his stats are great. He's everything. The only, if you watch the videos where he gets blown up on tackles, that's a real concern. So he's 6'3 and skinnier than me. And I'm skinny if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah,
and he comes out there and
he
just gets blown up.
Was it, maybe it was with Kevin Hart in those cold tubs. And I saw him without a shirt on. And I'm like, I knew he was frail, but he is really skinny.
He's really skinny. He got weighed in at 210, but there's a lot of people think, he put on 8 pounds for that weigh-in at his pro day. So he's skinny, but they also said he might run a 4.3. I don't know if that's true, but he is so fast. I love him. I actually seen on social, you're a fan too.
When the Pats were winning games late in the season.
Yeah.
Because I was at the Heisman and I talked to him. And Herb Street went on McAfee, and he said, Jaden Daniels is going to be the steal of the draft. Because at the time, he wasn't being projected to be a top five pick. And people wondered where he would fall, if he would fall in the first round. And I asked him about that, and I went back and watched that clip today. And I'm like, it's crazy that now he's going to be the second overall pick, but it's because of that upside.
Yeah.
He is more upside to me than Drake May, even though people tell you the ceiling for Drake May is so high because of the 1,100 rushing yards that he had this year, and then also the 40 passing touchdowns. So I wanted the Patriots to be at 2 and taking Jaden Daniels.
Right. If you're a defense going against Jaden Daniels, you can't play man-to-man. Because if you turn your back on him, he's gone. If he gets a lane, like Lamar Jackson. So that gives you an extra sort of either you have to go into a soft zone or you lose a blocker. It's great. It's all the mobile quarterback stuff. There was a guy in the middle of the season, Dusty Dvorak, ESPN. Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
It was maybe first week in October. I don't remember the game, but he said, I've watched Jaden Daniels, all the tape coming up. He is without a doubt the number one quarterback in this country, and no one's even close. This was on October, so I tweeted out that quote. People said, you are insane. There's no way he's better than Caleb Williams or Drake May. He wasn't he was like the fourth round prospect coming to this. Because last year, he was nothing. Nobody was talking about him. You're right. It was around Heisman time that you first heard a whiff. But I think it's just the NFL teams obviously saw it earlier.
Well, where are you at, by the way, with Caleb Williams? Because soon you're going to be in a car driving to San Antonio because you were going against the grain with Victor Wembanyama. So are you like out on Caleb Williams, or are you all in on Caleb
Williams? All in. Maggie and I, that's all our show today was fighting about Caleb Williams. She is reasonably skeptical, saying that you can't guarantee any pick. I'm guaranteeing this one. I mean, he's so, what can he not do? He's so good, and this is
Do you actually believe this?
I do.
Or, because I know how your brain works. You're very good friends with Big Cat from Barstool, so I'm thinking to myself, you and Big Cat, you don't want to be fighting when you two are like rubbing elbows at all these rich, fancy people places.
It's not that. I you know, since Big Cat moves to Chicago, I don't talk to him a lot. But his enthusiasm about Caleb Williams is one of the most contagious things in sports. He's so high on him. But also, so Caleb Williams is awesome. But has there ever been the number one overall pick who went to a 7-10 team with two Pro Bowl receivers and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen? And maybe they get another one tonight at number 9 or lower. This is a great spot.
There could be a wide receiver available there.
Probably
a Dunze. But like,
unless.
If I'm Atlanta, let's say neighbors are a Dunze. Marvin Harris Jr. to me is the best player in this draft.
Love
I think
it.
He'll go to the Cardinals at 4.
Right.
I personally like a Dunze over neighbors, but a lot of these mock drafts will tell you neighbors going to go in front of a Dunze. A Dunze, if he's there, or neighbors at 8 with the Falcons, I'm taking him instead of going defense.
But everyone's going to say, oh my gosh, another skill position player for the Falcons.
Who cares?
You
have Drake London, Bijan Robinson.
Kyle Pitts.
You know, plug in another receiver there for Kirk Cousins.
Well, okay, here's one thing. In some smart mocks, I have the Giants taking Roma Dunze over Malik Neighbors.
Okay.
Now, I think actually, and if Malik Neighbors is there for Atlanta, he is very tempting. I'm not sure a Dunze is as tempting. They need something on defense. I mean, everyone has Dallas Clark, the Alabama defensive
end. Turner.
Dallas Turner, yeah. the Iowa. Yeah, the Indianapolis Colts Hall of Famer. Everyone has them. Now, if Malik Neighbors is there, I like it. But come on, dude, you can't take a skill position 4 years in a row.
The Falcons have a good secondary. They could improve, though, on their pass rush, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why guys like Turner or Verse, or even I saw this Latu Laitu from UCLA is rising up the draft
Dude,
boards.
Well, right. If you think he's kind of healthy, you know, retire with it. You ever watch a UCLA game? Nobody scores on either side of the ball.
I had spite with UCLA the last few years because of Chip Kelly. Refused to watch him.
I was watching one of my favorite. You know, I have these little favorites. You know, Cam Ward on Washington State. Mm-hmm. I was watching him. And he's playing
Incarnate UCLA. Word he was at.
Yeah,
he was a no-star recruit.
Yeah, I could go see him in San Antonio, Incarnate Word. Anyway, he was playing against Latu. And Latu gave him about three-quarters of a second to throw in every play. He would just come, and he would do something with his body to get around. He is insane. The medicals, though, could drop him. In all seriousness, an NFL player had a neck injury, stepped out of the sport, said he was retiring, came back. So if he falls, then that's the only reason, because he's a great player.
All right, we'll take a break. We still got a lot more to do. When we come on back, we know what picks 1 and 2 are going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be Caleb Williams. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. What will the Patriots do? Where is Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix going to land? And also, still to come, Perloff has a list. What, it's 5 guys?
Yeah.
So that you are in love with.
In love with. This is going to be my 5 against the grain specials.
Ooh. How about that?
Hello.
Okay. We don't need anything else to tease. We're coming on back. It is the Zach Gelb Show.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
As the flowers bloom this season, so can your dream home. Start living your best life with our move-in ready homes available today. Our built with care homes give you quality craftsmanship that will exceed your expectations. Picture this: open floor plans perfect for family gatherings, with private backyards for grilling and entertaining this summer. Tour one of our 11 plus communities located in the Greensboro area today. Visit eastwoodhomes.com. That's eastwoodhomes.com. Eastwood Homes is built with care.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show. Andrew Perloff in studio with us for this hour. Alrighty, Perloff, before we get to your five against the grain players for this draft, quarterbacks. Are you giving the answers to the test right now?
This is a top secret document that is written on the back of a Hyundai Tucson Reed that NFL teams would kill to get a hold of Zach. This is the mad. This is like when you go into a fantasy football draft and you have a cocktail napkin with, like, got to grab Arian Foster in the seventh round.
So we were talking about our worst draft takes ever.
Oh, I got an all-timer, but go ahead.
Mine was, when I was a kid, the Patriots, through a trade in a previous year, were in the top 10. Mm-hmm. I really wanted Vernon Gholston. This is when I knew I was made for this business, because I really wanted Vernon Gholston, and they ended up being one of the biggest busts ever. Patriots trade back a few spots. Belichick's like, what is that Gil kid? No, he knows absolutely jack bleep. And then they take Gerard Mayo, who's now the head football coach of the team. So my worst draft take ever, I was in love with Vernon Gholston. Okay. What's yours? Did this get old takes exposed?
Yes, for years it was old takes exposed. Okay. Draft day, and he might do it. Fred Siegel runs old takes exposed.
So let me ask you this. Were you hyping up a player that was kind of unknown? Like,
no.
Against the grain, or this was a guy that was, like, pretty well talked about that you thought was going to be generational?
Top 10 pick that I thought was a mistake. That's what I got.
Oh, was a mistake.
Yes.
How many years ago-ish?
At the beginning of the Twitter era, I think it was 2011, if I had to guess. So I thought this top 10 pick was a
quarterback?
Mistake. Quarterback? Nope. I thought it was a mistake, and I'll tell you why I thought it was a mistake, because you don't draft that position that high.
Oh, so it was a running back or receiver?
Nope.
Okay, who was it?
It was a linebacker. Little kid out of BC who I said, man, they should not take a linebacker.
I've seen this before. Keekly.
Luke Keekly. You don't draft a running back in the top 10. He actually put it in his book, too, the famous draft bad take that Luke Keekly would never work out. And that was pretty evidently wrong about three games into his NFL career.
Yeah. That's
yeah, but we've all had classic. I mean, yeah, last year, by the way, I got to tell you, because we did the draft together, I think you and I were both cautiously optimistic or cautious about Bryce Young. Like, I don't remember being like, oh, this is a guaranteed hit. I do remember saying, man, these receivers are not good around him. It's going to be a real tough spot.
So Bryce Young, I don't think, like, there's some situations. For example, Sam Darnold didn't have a good situation in New York.
Absolutely.
But I said he needed to still give me five, like, tangible moments, and he couldn't give you any tangible moments in New York that suggested he was going to be the guy. For Bryce Young, I think it's way too premature to call him a bust, because that organization last year was such a bleep show with David Tepper, getting the coaching staff that everyone praised, and then firing him so early. And when I like Adam Thielen. And Adam Thielen was fine, but in the year of 2023 last season, he can't be your number one wide receiver.
No, it was built the wrong way. I mean, I think that's the fear with your Patriots. They don't have a great receiving core. I still think they'll probably take Drake May at number three, most likely scenario. That's a tough spot. That's going to take 2 years to get going. And the NFL's so impatient right now. Is anyone going to give them 2 years?
So here was my love-hate relationship with Drake May.
Yeah.
I really wanted, like you said, Jaden Daniels. So I know we're not getting Jaden Daniels now because Williams going one, Daniels going two. And it's more so, like you're saying, what's around him right now.
Yep.
So if they could use the second round pick at 34th overall and get a Brandon Ayuk, get a T. Higgins, which they were willing to spend money on Calvin Ridley, but I guess Calvin Ridley's girlfriend just didn't want to go to Foxborough. I'm okay with doing that. Or whoever the best wide receiver is at 34, maybe you trade up the back end of the first round and give like a nothing kind of pick. You know, in future years, or three, whatever,
yep,
to move up, I would do that. But like, I outside of Ayuk or Higgins and established receivers, I'm drafting Drake May, and I know this will be something that isn't popular, mm-hmm, right at three, and I'm sitting him and throwing Jacoby Brissett to the wolves for at least 10 to 12 games,
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, and then you're not – I'm rooting for Gerard Mayo. I think he's a cool dude. I think you're not going to win a ton of games, though. I mean, are you okay with that?
But I'm fine with them sucking this year.
Okay, yeah, but you know how it is. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
But that's fine. Be terrible.
Yeah.
You may have a Ferrari in the driveway.
Yep.
The Ferrari's not ready to be driven right now, yep, so keep it in the driveway. And then next year in the draft, you're picking once again, in all likelihood, in the top five. You go get a big playmaker. You go be aggressive, mm-hmm, in free agency with a ton of money to spend. So it's not really that I dislike Drake May, even though there were times this year when I watched him and I was not impressed with him. And everyone tells you he could be like, yep, Josh Allen. Well, Josh Allen was at a time where he was very 50-50. He hit. For every Josh Allen, there's a Zach Wilson. There's a, yep, Trey Lance that doesn't hit. So I'm more concerned with the situation rather than the player.
I totally agree. Here's one thing. Let's talk about one other player who changed his social handles to Patriots. What if A.J. Brown could be had? And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm not sure the Eagles want to keep paying him.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're in a position to draft a receiver this year. He's a guy.
Well, there's
like
a report that actually came out today.
Oh, well, I was saying he could be Steph Diggs to Josh Allen. But you need so you're on board. Okay, what was the report? I didn't see it yet.
So Spike Eskin's father.
Howard, the best.
Howard Eskin, who I love Howard, but he is kind of a mouthpiece for the Eagles organization.
Yeah.
He said he's hearing, so this is why I trusted, because yeah, you know what's coming from some of the organization. They're already talking contract extension with A.J. Brown.
Okay.
So maybe some of this drama was devised by A.J. Brown to maybe expedite the contract.
Well, I mean, listen, though. You're already paying Devontae Smith. It's getting to be an expensive wide receiver room.
It is. But you know, you have a window for the next 2 years to go win a Super Bowl. You have Howie Roseman figure out how to be a cap genius, which he's been.
Let me give you one more scenario for the Patriots.
Sure.
What if they trade with the Giants? Giants get in on Drake May, or the Vikings, and then they end up with J.J. McCarthy. Is it the same calculus where you sit him behind Jacoby Brissett? Because I actually think, ironically, J.J. McCarthy's more ready to go than Drake May.
McCarthy's more NFL ready. I think you have to play McCarthy. But for McCarthy, it all comes down to fit. If McCarthy goes to Minnesota, I think he could be a good pro. J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback of the Giants or the Patriots with what they have right now, where the cupboard's very bare. I don't think he's going to be that good.
No. I like it. I agree 100%.
But I would rather, if I'm trading the pick at three, I'd rather trade it to the Giants, because then you only move back to six and you get there at bare minimum their one next year. And I think the Giants are going to be trash next year.
Yeah.
If you're trading with the Vikings, you're getting 11-23 this year because, yep, they made the deal with the Texans. And then they're one next year. I don't think that's enough because, yes, it's three first-round picks, but it's really two because you're moving 3 and 11. You're swapping.
Yeah.
And then it's two first-round picks at 23, and then the Vikings probably going to be in the 20s next year again. That doesn't move the needle for me.
Well, I don't know about that. They're in a tough division. They might be in the teens. But
still, it's not a top 10 pick.
I will tell you, though, J.J. McCarthy might be better than what you get next year. Next year, it's going to be Shedeur Sanders, who's super old.
And then I can get Coach Carson Prime back to coach the team.
Oh, is that your plan?
Now I'm all in. Coach Prime, he's my guy.
Gerard Mayo just started. You're getting Coach Prime in New England. And one thing for him to take over in Alabama for Saban, if you went from Belichick 1 year of Mayo to Prime, that would be unbelievable, dude.
So where are you at, though, with McCarthy?
I'm exactly where you are. I think he could be Kirk Cousins in the sense that, okay, I think you're going to get a good
quarterback. So he's going to Minnesota.
I think Minnesota makes the most sense, and he's a system quarterback. He's more athletic than everyone says. Like, he can run a little bit, mm-hmm, can make all the throws. So I think here's the thing. If you expect him to lead you to a Super Bowl in 3 years, that one feels a little off. But I feel like he could be Matt Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, good, serviceable. Does that excite anyone? Not really.
No. So here's what I would say. Drake May, would you agree with this? The two spots for Drake May tonight, Patriots and Vikings.
No, I mean, the Giants want in bad.
Oh, you think that recent hype is legitimate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just common sense. The Giants need a high-ceiling quarterback because
Allen similarities.
I don't think they're as excited about McCarthy. I think they need to take a risk here.
So three potential landing spots for May.
Yeah.
Patriots, Giants,
right.
Vikings.
Right.
McCarthy. I think there's only two potential landing spots. I do not believe. I know people are going to say, oh, but Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, and Brady's going to push McCarthy on the crass. If I'm sitting here tomorrow and the Patriots have J.J. McCarthy, my jaw will be on the floor. I'll be stunned.
Well, what if they get him later?
Trade back? Nah. I don't want J.J. I love J.J. McCarthy. I'm a Michigan honk here.
Yeah.
I don't want J.J. McCarthy on the Patriots.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But, okay, if you get him at 11, you're walking away, you're okay. I'm telling you, I know you.
It's Mac Jones, though.
He's better than Mac Jones.
Oh, but I'm saying they got Mac Jones. They didn't have to. They got Mac Jones at, what was it, 15. Mac Jones fell. If he falls again, it feels like Mac Jones all over again.
Okay, so what are the McCarthy teams, realistically? Minnesota, Denver, because...
No, I don't buy that.
Well, you can put anybody with Sean Payton who's not huge, and it makes sense.
I think it's two spots for McCarthy. Okay. I think the Vikings will either jump the Giants, or he'll be there at six for the Giants, and they'll take him.
Did you cover that Chargers rumor at all this week?
Yeah, a bunch of nonsense.
It was fun, though, that the Chargers would take McCarthy. If
but here's
did that,
another
be
spot.
Amazing.
The Chargers are at five. Yeah. I think the Chargers are a big talking point for the trade, and it's like, who does Harbaugh hate the least? Because the Vikings had him in for that 12-hour interview.
Oh, great point.
And then they passed, but you're not going to trade him in division, right? You're not going to, if you love McCarthy this much, you're not going to have the Broncos trade up to get him or the Raiders trade up to get him and you be the one that executes the deal with them. So that's why I think McCarthy is either going to be trading up with the Vikings and they'll make the deal with the Chargers because I think Marvin Harris Jr. is going to go four. Or I think McCarthy will fall to six and the Giants will gobble him up.
Did you read? Let me ask you about two other rumors real quick. That Dan Graziano reported the Giants had interest in Michael Penix.
I don't.
That to me, like, if you didn't know that Michael Penix was 23 and had two arthritic knees, on paper, he's a better quarterback than J.J. McCarthy.
Who's
so
he
that
throwing
makes
the ball to? I agree. He's a better quarterback than J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
Here's what I've been saying. Williams and Daniels, I think, go anywhere and be successful.
Yep.
Penix, McCarthy, May.
Yeah, right spot.
I really do believe it's the spot. May in New England, if they sit him out a year, can eventually work. May with the Giants, if they sit him out for a bit, can eventually work. But, like, McCarthy, he's got to go to Minnesota. If he doesn't go to Minnesota, I don't think he's going to be all that good. Michael Penix, though.
Dude, there's one other Penix rumor. Did you see Schefter said Atlanta's been doing a lot of work behind the scenes on Michael Penix Jr.?
How, though? They just signed Kirk Cousins.
2 years, really. It's
$180 million, though.
It's really a two-year deal with Kirk Cousins.
But it's $100 million guaranteed.
Coming off an Achilles, you might need a high-end backup quarterback. It's crazy, and I don't think it's going to happen, but indoor with that receiving core, I would like that.
I would then start to examine Arthur Blank a little bit. I would just say he could be in Jerry Jones territory.
Well, that is a team that chose not to hire Bill Belichick, so they have a lot going on down there.
Penix, though, the two teams that I would like to see him go to. Raiders.
Right.
Because we get Stu a quarterback with Davante Adams, and maybe Davante Adams stays there. Team I most want to see him go to? Seattle. How fun. His offensive coordinator is there from college. You got the three wide receivers in Metcalf, Lockett, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Two running backs that I'm optimistic on in Walker and Charbonnet. And McDonald, who seems like a young, energetic, defensive-minded coach. That'd be fun.
That's awesome. Wait, did you give me the second one? Because I have my. Can I tell you the second one? Because I think we think alike.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think Raiders throwing to Davante Adams indoors.
Yeah. That's what I said for you get Stu a quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to buy, I'm a huge Penix fan. I'm going to buy a Penix jersey and I'm going to hang it right up there. We're in the same studio.
Okay.
It's going to be there and then my Jalen Hurts jersey right next to it.
Can you do me a favor though when you buy a jersey?
Yeah.
You got a lot of coin. We know that.
Yeah.
Can you just get like a Gelb custom jersey? Because you got Maggie there, we got Perloff there. Like,
Sure.
Do I have to hang up? Do I have to make my own jersey and hang them up? Like, you're buying two jerseys, just get another one with Gelb on the back.
As far as I know, these jerseys are not on camera at any time during the show,
so no one sees them.
But dude, you're just gonna let my Penix Hurts joke go?
Oh,
what are you doing here? Samter got it.
Yeah.
What is? Guys, come on. You got to get that's in his like, ear. He just went right past that.
That's like Long Cox with Chris Long and Fletcher Cox when they sit next to each other.
It's a whole Grady Dick thing in the NBA.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah. But you know what? People get offended by that stuff these days. I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, I mean, listen, the jerseys, I'm a Michael Penix fan. I'm allowed to have a Michael Penix jersey, and I'm a Jalen Hurts fan because I'm an Eagles fan.
No, that went right over my, because I do know you have, I thought you were being serious. I was like, oh, Perloff's being serious here. Okay, let's just.
I do, but I'm thrilled with Michael Penix. The dude, the ball looks so pretty coming out of his hand.
My only concern about him, it's the underneath throws.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, he didn't hit him against Michigan.
No, and Michigan dared him. Yeah. Dared him to throw that ball.
Yeah, but Michigan, nobody was blocking the interior lineman coming up. Michigan blew that game up on the line.
And their secondary was just flat out ridiculous. All right, we'll do one more segment with Perloff in this hour. When we come on back, the five against the grain players in this draft for Andrew Perloff. Do we still have five? Is that right? We still got five.
We have nine names down here.
Uh-oh.
In the break, I'm going to cross off four. Because you have to decide, like...
Was that right, Math? Yeah, it was. I was making sure you weren't Jerry Jones.
It's got to be against the grain, so it's got to be a guy who's not going top 10. Do we agree on that? You can't go against the grain and then throw out...
No, yeah, you can't be like...
Joe Alt.
Yeah.
That's with the grain.
I will say the three players that I'm most confident in this draft, it's Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, and then Joe Alt.
I love all three.
No quarterbacks.
Yeah. But those are, I think Adunze's a little bit against the grain. I think a lot of people have him ranked third. But, I mean, listen, Marvin Harrison is as with the grain as you get. His dad's a Hall of Famer. He's 6'4". Yeah, he's with the grain.
Against the grain with Perloff on the Zach Gelb Show when we continue on the Infinity Sports Network update time. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, how we doing, rock and roll? It is the Zach Gelb Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck at a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Andrew Perloff is here with me for one more segment, of course, from the Maggie and Perloff Show. Us here at the Infinity Sports Network, we got you covered for the NFL Draft. When I get off the air at 6 p.m. Eastern, you'll hear JR from 6 to 8. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, it'll be JR and Bart anchoring all of our first-round coverage. And obviously, you will hear from Amy Lawrence tonight. And then in the morning, the Maggie and Perloff Show, which they will have wall-to-wall coverage of the first round. I'm sure you will have a comprehensive breakdown for rounds 2 and 3.
Yeah, let me ask you, what do you think we lead with tomorrow? I think it's a big trade.
I think you lead with Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, where those two guys wind up and how they end up getting selected.
Well, unless Drake May goes 3 to New England, which is chalk.
Then it's McCarthy.
Then
it's either McCarthy getting with a trade with the Vikings or maybe landing with the Giants.
Or possibly the two X's, Penix and Nix. Where if those guys, if Nix falls out of the first round or if he goes way higher than expected. You know, you see like Peter Schrager's mock has Knicks 12 and Penix 13, that would be a story. If all six quarterbacks go in the first half of the first round, I think that's what you're walking away with. I mean, six quarterbacks, we haven't had it since 83. I personally think it's a great quarterback class. Those guys are older. They're polished. I think it's going to be good.
I'll be stunned if four don't go in the top six.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, where does Penix go? And I got to think the latest Penix goes is 16 to Seattle.
Yeah. So Jay Glazer, who is the Oracle, said that 13 is too rich for Penix, and he actually knows what's going to happen.
I said it earlier. I said the only information I trust this year is from Schefter, Rappaport, Glazer, and then for the draft purposes, Jeremiah, and there was one more draft expert. I forget who it was.
You know, there's a couple guys.
Oh, Schrager, I said.
Schrager's good. Josh Norris at Underdog Fantasy is a killer mock drafter. There are a lot of guys who can mock draft well. Warren Sharp's good at mock drafting, too. But I would say that Jay Glazer, though, is a different level than all those guys, even than Schefter.
Well, because he's like buddies with all these owners.
Yeah,
too.
And he does the MMA gym, but he doesn't give his information out, except for very little bits he leaks out. So when he says Penix is too rich at 13, that means someone on the Raiders said, we probably won't take him there. We would want him later on, which makes me nervous. I have an over-under bet with EJ, our producer.
What's the four and a half
quarterbacks in the first round. Whoever loses, you'll like this, whoever loses has to run gassers at that field a few blocks away, and Pete Bilotti holds the whistle.
No offense. I think you could run a gasser. I don't know how EJ's going to be running a gasser.
No, EJ said that he doesn't want to do gassers. He's afraid.
Do you have the over or the under?
I have the over.
I think the over's going to hit.
The over. The odds have gone heavy towards the over. It's like over minus 300.
I think there's a slim chance. I don't think Bo Nix will go in the first round, but it would not shock me if six go in the first round.
You know, I kind of think Bo Nix might go in the first round because everyone's like...
Back end late.
I heard this logic. If everyone thinks he's such a great second round pick, what a great value in the second round. At some point, he's such a great value that he's going to go in the first round because he won't be there for you in the second round. So I wouldn't be shocked if it was six.
You know how he potentially goes? Let's say if Minnesota gets shut out of a quarterback... And, like, maybe, like, we all think then, okay, worst case, you could go take at 11 Michael Penix Jr. If they don't like a Michael Penix Jr., maybe then they wait until 23. And they could trade back a few spots with Bo Nix. All right, here we go. We've been teasing it. Let's get to it. The five Andrew Perloff against the grain players in this draft.
All right. Where's the music? I only work with Stu and Sampter for 3 years. I don't know. Was there music?
It's Against the Grain with Andrew Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Stu, you forget me this quickly? All right. That'll work. Okay.
You should hear what they say about you behind the scenes. Most egotistical host you've ever had to work with. High maintenance. Yeah,
totally. I always come in and I see Stu in the morning and everything. Man, sorry about those Lakers. Every day. And he's like, yeah, sorry about those Sixers. Okay, my first one.
Oh!
Let's go.
And we got to fade it out because it probably says the name of the old network.
I was like, wow, that was a quick fade out. Right, there we go. All right. Of course, my first one. You probably saw this coming. Malachi Corley. First of all, how can someone named Malachi Corley not be awesome? Let me read you a little bit of our friend NFL.com's Lance Zierlein, their draft expert. This is what he wrote about him. He's a Deebo Samuel type out of Western Kentucky. Bailey Zappi threw to him. This is what Lance said. Corley is a big physical wideout who has been asked to carry a heavy workload for Western Kentucky. His highlight reel will be full of broken tackles and general carnage left in his wake.
How about that?
A receiver with general carnage? That is my new fantasy football team. So Malachi Corley, who's actually super hot, like a lot of draft experts have been saying that he could go in the second round. Really good player. Number two, another silly reason, Luke McCaffrey. So former Nebraska quarterback turned receiver at Rice, obviously famous last name. I'm drafting him on the bloodline alone. Do we need any more? You got a McCaffrey. If you could get a McCaffrey in the fifth round, why not? Because you know that he's going to work as hard as anyone on the team, because his brother does. You know that he's got in there. He's only been playing receiver for 2 years, so he'll be a slot receiver. Here's the other one that I love.
Watch the Broncos 49ers maybe to draft him too?
Yeah, could be.
Just saying.
But the new kickoff rule. He's built like a running back who plays receiver. No one knows who's going to play this position. He feels perfect for that. Okay, number three. I know you love this guy. Does anyone not love Ladd McConkey, Georgia? What if San Francisco drafts him and trades Ayuk?
What about Kansas City drafts him?
Either one. He's getting 1,200 yards.
Buffalo.
Yeah, when he got out there and ran a 4.39 at the combine, everyone knew he could catch. Everyone knew he could get open. But he's got the measurements. He'd be great in all those. He's going to be an instant hit. And he's just a lot of fun. Okay, number four. I got this guy. This is from a scout gave me this. Well, he's not really.
Inside information.
No. He's actually not a scout at all.
Inside information for against the grain.
I should have said that. He's an agent who thinks he's a scout.
Which means he's probably actually a scout, folks.
No. He's definitely
actually
not.
An agent.
Okay. Ben Sinnott, Kansas State. 6'4", 250, ran a 4.68. Do you know, who does that sound like? Who's a comp? 6'4", 250, because he's a tight end. He's probably my favorite tight end in the league.
Your favorite tight end?
No, I love LaPorta. He's amazing.
I was going to say LaPorta.
He sounds like Dallas Goedert. Totally.
Okay.
Tall. He really, really, really productive. He's sort of supposed to be a second rounder, so he might be the second tight end after Brock Bowers. I don't love Bowers. I think of the Jets taking...
You know what? I saw Bowers at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it doesn't blow you away,
and I
right?
was like, who's this guy walking around? Someone's like, that's Brock Bowers. I go, that's Brock Bowers? Could not believe it. So we got three players down, right?
Okay, that's four. I had
that was four?
Malachi Corley, Luke McCaffrey, Ladd McConkey, and Ben Sinat. Now, this isn't as against the grain, but can I ask you why we're not talking about Jared Verse at Florida State? Why is he, what happened? Like, he was like the number three pick. Dude, he's a killer. I want him on
my team. Great story, too, coming from Albany and then going to Florida State.
I think
you know what I think it was? I think it was a little bit, there was so much hype with him going into the season. And when you watched him, he was good. But I think everyone was expecting him to be at a different level out of this world. And when you know that you're going to the NFL and that you're the guy, and I've talked to him before, and you get blown away everything, I just think people set the bar too high for him, but he's still a very good player.
I think it's fatigue. I think he's a killer. I think he's going to be a star. I think he might be the defensive star out of this class. And I actually did hear some experts were saying, watch out for him to take over that eighth spot with Atlanta. That Jared Verse might be slept on. So that's against the grain. Obviously, he's going to be a top 15 pick. But five guys.
Give me those five names one more time. These are the Andrew Perloff five against the grain players for this 2024 NFL draft.
Malachi Corley, Western Kentucky, Luke McCaffrey, Rice, Ladd McConkey, Georgia, Bensonat, Kansas State, and of course Jared Verse, Florida State. And I would have put like Caleb Williams. He's gonna be pretty good too, but that's with the grain.
Well, what's your one take, just wondering? What is your take? That when I look at the draft and you had Keekly and you're like, oh, that guy's going to be no good, that you'll end up on Fred Siegel's site with Old Takes Exposed. Cold Takes.
Detroit and Miami should look at quarterbacks high up in this draft.
Ooh.
The big negotiations.
What about Dallas? Can we get Dallas now?
So I think Dallas is almost definitely going offensive line. Is what all they never do it. They talk about that stuff, then they never make a move like that. But what about, you don't trust to his health, and Jared Goff doesn't like his contract situation now? Why not just shock the world and get a guy at 24 to challenge him? I mean, Michael, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Penix will be. It feels like Bo Nix would fit Ben Johnson and the Lions. Although I don't know if Ben Johnson's staying there. Or the Cowboys, that'd be good. Eagles, by the way, Howie likes to draft a quarterback.
Dude, listen.
I know. Hurts is in the same position as Wentz. Second round, Spencer Rattler. Wouldn't that be fun?
So I know we got to run, and I appreciate you coming in.
Love it, dude.
But here's my biggest concern with Drake May. As much as everyone tells you he could be Josh Allen, I also fear that he could be Carson Wentz, your guy.
Carson was really good his second year.
Yeah, I don't want one-hit wonders, though. I want guys that could be 10 to 15-year players.
By the way, I know the segment. I have a feeling we're going to be talking all night.
Probably.
Okay.
You're like a fly. We can't get rid of you. We need a fly swatter. Coming on back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.